Ways. It's now 8 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Emalahleni 22, Pretoria 24, Tzaneen 23 degrees. Police have arrested five suspects for allegedly conspiring to kidnap and extort money from a businesswoman in Melrose Arch, Johannesburg. The suspects had allegedly targeted the woman through her employee and wanted money transferred from her bank account. Police spokesperson Alatinamate confirmed that of the suspects arrested, two were South Africans and one a Malawi national.
The SAPS can confirm that following the successful mock kidnapping and play along to ensure the syndicate is taken down, five suspects were arrested while planning to withdraw the money that had been transferred following the kidnapping of this female employer. The five suspects were placed under arrest for conspiracy to kidnap and for extortion.
Three vehicles and 10 cell phones were also seized. The head of the Special Investigating Unit, Annie Mutibi, says the family of whistleblower Babita Deokaran will have peace once the mastermind behind her assassination is arrested and convicted. Deokaran, who was the senior official in Gauteng Health Department, was shot dead in August 2021 after flagging irregular tenders worth 850 million rand at the Tembisa Hospital. The SIU is investigating the alleged irregular awarding of tenders to more than 200 service providers by the hospital.
I'm sure the peace will be more perfect if the mastermind behind the murder is arrested, tried, convicted and sentenced.
The Johannesburg Roads Agency has fired the Lillian Ngoyi Street contractor over poor performance. Step Up Engineering was appointed to reconstruct the streets following an explosion that claimed the life of one person and left more than 40 others injured. Initially, the deadline for the completion of the reconstruction was December this year. Here's the agency's acting CEO, Lu Fuhuo Mashua.
The contract has been terminated due to poor performance and failure to meet contractual deliverables. A new contractor will be appointed to start early September. The duration of phase 1 will be 9 months and will be scheduled for completion in May 2025. Phase 2 duration will be 12 months starting May 2025 and will be completed in May 2026.
The city of Tshwane has alerted motorists about street closures this afternoon due to a planned march by the Methodist Church, South Africa's Young Men's Guild. The protest aims at raising awareness against gender-based violence. The march will start at the Pretoria Magistrate Court and proceed to the SAPS Pretoria North, affecting several streets, including Ben Fulhune. And finally, one of London's most lauded Michelin star restaurants will be turning the clock back on its prices by 30 years between the 9th and the 27th of September. The cooking specialists at St. John in Smithfield will charge diners what they would have paid for the same dishes when the eatery first opened back in 1994. I'm Chanel Sotema, net vir die hoofnuus. Die eer vyf verdagtes is aangekeer na hulle glo saam gesweer het om die Johannesburgse sakevrou te ontvoer.
Sheesh, well, that's a good deerbraak. Yay! Well done, guys. Got to nip this one in the bud. Do you think we could maybe convince Spur to maybe drop the prices to like 1970 prices?
That would
like?
Be amazing.
Yeah, okay, just for the 1 hour. Okay, no. That would be a stampede. Leave it, Exy. Spur voucher up for grabs. Ja, die geskenkbewijs te waarde van R1,000 in this hour. Don't go away.
Weekend breakfast with Alex J. Yeah, yeah,
baby, if we only got tonight, then I wanna spend it by your side. If you wanna give love one last try, just put your hand on your heart and whistle. Baby, if we only got tonight, then I wanna spend it by your side. If you wanna give love one last try, just put your hand on your heart and whistle. And I'll come back to